The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me alone no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that is that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Well, again, as I did for the children's sermon, I want to wish you all a happy Pentecost. Now, for most of my life, that statement has been a kind of detached statement. As a youth, I remember everyone coming to church and wearing the color red. And I was like, what is going on here? Pentecost still, like many church seasons, I think has a foreign quality to it that seems detached from our otherwise busy, hectic, filled lives. So let's break this down really quick. Holy Spirit aside, we'll get to that in a little bit. I should actually begin by saying to y'all, happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday, because Pentecost is the day in which we celebrate the ministry of proclaiming the gospel from Jesus' close inner circle of disciples out into the world. First, the diaspora Jews, and then the Gentiles of the Roman Empire, and then the people of the far-off lands like Ethiopia, and finally people of the New World, like each one of us. Pentecost is when we celebrate then this going forth and sharing of the good news and the birth date of the global church. So in the spirit of Pentecost, I know Aneka is not at the piano, but that's fine. Let's all sing together, happy birthday to the church.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to
Amen. Pentecost. Thank you, Aneka. The birthday of the church. But it's more than just a birthday, isn't it? Pentecost also focuses on the Holy Spirit dwelling with the world. I remember as a kid, I had the hardest time conjuring up an answer to the question, you know, what is the Holy Spirit? If any of you have seen the British comedian Eddie Izzard, he has this hilarious routine of God listening to all of the Christian Protestants singing and kind of plugging his ears and talking with Jesus and the Holy Spirit about that God-awful Protestant singing down there. Jesus can't keep a conversation with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost just continues to, you know, float around with a sheet on his head or something. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And it's a very simplistic and hilarious image, but I don't know about you, but this, you know, this is the kind of way that I thought of the Holy Spirit as a kid. This thing with a sheet over its head bouncing around from God like Casper the Ghost or something. I think this is, in a way, how many people see the Holy Spirit. It's this detached concept that really has nothing to do with them. So maybe this Pentecost, instead of just celebrating and singing happy birthday to the church and lifting up all of these detached descriptions of the Holy Spirit, we should delve or strive to delve deeper into connecting with a Holy Spirit that makes some sense and challenges us in positive ways. Well, on the surface, our gospel text from John is a little bit of a letdown for doing this. There's no tongues of fire. There's no hilarious question on whether these disciples are drunk, like in the book of Acts that we just read. No Braveheart type of speech from Peter, from the prophet Joel, proclaiming everyone to call on the name of the Lord. But don't get discouraged just yet, because, and this is my nerd cap being put on the Gospel of John. I'm a fan of the Gospel of John, by the way. There is actually, I think, a lot in John that I think can help us connect with the spirit of Pentecost. The first thing that's interesting about this gospel text, I think, is the word that John uses to describe the spirit. It's this really weird, unique term to this gospel alone. In fact, one could possibly even argue that the gospel writer created this term for this purpose. And this Greek word is paraclete. Not parakeet, but paraclete. Because this word is just notoriously very, very difficult to translate without losing key components of its meaning, many translators just kind of avoid the problem altogether and just simply translate it as spirit, or, you know, like we have here, advocate. But the Greek noun paraclete is actually two words combined into one, like a lot of the Gospel of John's really weird, unique terms. It's a combination of the word para, which means alongside, and kletos, which means to call. So literally, you can read this word as the one who is called alongside. Jesus' point here, and I think the gospel writer's point, is very, very clear. God never leaves us. Let me say that again. God never leaves us. God is alongside us for the duration. Even when Jesus seems to leave the disciples, God's presence is even more clear in the presence of the paraclete, the one called alongside. Well, then this gospel actually goes even a step further and uses another word, believe it or not, that's also very interesting, Spirit of Truth. It reads, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, pneumatis aletheis, who comes from the Father, will testify on my behalf." Verse 26. So here we have this interchange of these two terms that provide a glimpse of how the Holy Spirit related to John's gospel community. And the Spirit of Truth term, I think, is super cool because it most likely connects to a question that Pontius Pilate asked Jesus while on trial. It's a very famous question. Does anyone remember the question that Pontius Pilate asked Jesus? What is truth? What is truth? The Paraclete, the one who is called alongside, begins to bring us that answer. But here's the kicker. This truth that the Spirit of Truth brings, I think, is clearly meant to be relational, not theoretical or even necessarily logical. Because according to John 16, verse 13, the Spirit of Truth will guide you into all truth. This isn't some dictionary or some theological work that you get. Okay, what is truth? Well, let's see. It's a journey. It is a way of living. So putting this all together then, we have the Paraclete, the one who is called alongside, leads Jesus' followers in the way of all truth. And of course, John's community knows that Jesus himself is the way, the truth, and the life. There's that truth that appears once more. So thus, the charge of Pentecost is this. Those who know Jesus' character as revealed in his actions, in his words, in his love, in his death and resurrection, are called to lead their own lives, shaped by those words and those deeds. This is what we call the church at its very basic level, a community shaped by Jesus' presence, trying to figure this whole thing out, trying to live our lives with love for one another, in the same way that God's Spirit, the Paraclete, has and encourages us to do. This is the essence of Pentecost, I think. And our world needs Pentecost. The Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, more than ever, I think, today. Just look at our schools and the frightening patterns of mass shootings that continue to kill people. Just like 8 students and 2 teachers who lost their lives this past Friday. Just look at the mistrust of one another and the polarization in finding solutions as a society to huge problems such as this one. I don't need to remind you that people continue to be persecuted, continue to be vilified, continue to be dehumanized today. And it's easy to get discouraged, to get put down, to even get depressed, I think, when we let the innocent loss of life hit us. And I'm wrestling with that myself right now. Maybe this is when, then, the words of Jesus, the beloved Son, need to ring louder than ever before. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That's what we are trying to live out. The very best way we can. We need to keep living that commandment out again and again and again. And we need help. We need help in one another, and we need help in the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, if we are at all going to address the significant problems of the world today, one of which is keeping our children safe. So yes, we can happily sing happy birthday to the church. But if Pentecost stops there, we've lost. May the Paraclete, the Spirit of truth, deepen us, encourage us, and open us up. May the Holy Spirit be relevant and vibrant in your life today and always. Amen.